Hello, I'm Dr. Lou Condor, technical communicator, writer, editor, as well as adjunct lecturer at California State University, Dominguez Hills. Welcome to the podcast for the Advanced Technical Communication class, where we discuss key aspects of technical writing and communication. Welcome to week 4 of Advanced Technical Communication. Something I want to discuss this week that's really important is passive voice. And I'm also going to cover active voice. And these are two very important topics in technical communication and actually in business writing and writing in general. Now, what is passive voice? Passive voice means the subject is acted upon. He or she receives the action expressed by the verb. The boy was bitten by the dog. The dog is acting upon the sentence subject or the boy, meaning it uses passive voice. Now this is on slide 3 of your handout. So now active voice in English, sentences with an action verb, the subject of the sentence performs the action expressed by the verb. So the dog bit the boy. The subject dog performs the action, which means bit, to the individual being acted upon, which is the boy. So let me read that again. The dog bit the boy. That's active voice. Now listen to passive. The boy was bitten by the dog. So first, you can see there's a lot of extra words. So you want to make sure you pay attention to that. Now, on slide 4, we talk about what it really breaks down to, which is object plus verb plus subject equals passive voice. So the report was sent to the customer by Frank. That's a passive voice sentence. Look at the word count. It's 9 words. That is quite a few words for what the goal of the sentence really is. Passive voice makes your reader work harder to understand the meaning of what you are writing, which means it's not as clear as active voice. Passive voice is wordy and not as concise, which is also an issue because you kind of bore your audience. So you want to keep them engaged. Active voice helps you do that. It helps you keep your audience engaged. When a reader needs to reread a technical document in order to understand meaning, they will skip sections or potentially infer the wrong meaning when you use passive. In other words, if it becomes long and boring and may not make sense, they're just going to skip ahead. There is document failure right in that point. So this results in negative and potentially dangerous results, meaning if something the user needed to know and they just didn't get it because they checked out, that's really bad. They will not get it and could press the wrong button, could potentially harm themselves and others. There's a lot of things riding on this. So you really want to use active voice. Okay, so now passive. Here's an example. Large chunks of asbestos-laden material will be removed from the facility on the second and third floors by asbestos abatement teams. Wow, that's a big mouthful. When we look at that sentence, we're like, we can cut out a lot of words and make it far clearer. So let's have a discussion of active voice. This is on slide 7. Now, active voice really is the subject plus the verb plus the object, okay? For example, Frank sent the report to the customer. Word count is 7 versus 9 for the passive example. Now, what's so great about active voice again? It's clear and concise. You'll hear me say this a lot of times, but it's very important. You want to write clearly and concisely. And you want to cut out any extraneous words that do not add to what you are telling the consumer of the document. So active voice is less wordy as well, and that is very important. So here's an exercise. Try and rephrase this sentence. This is on slide 9. Now, I would recommend writing it down as you do it, and we can go over it. Large chunks of asbestos-laden material will be removed from the facility on the second and third floors by asbestos abatement teams. Okay, you want to make that clear. Now, you can take your own time. You can look up that sentence. It's slide 9 on the handout, and sort of take your time and think about that. Now, let's move on, and we're going to talk some more about passive versus active. Here's an example of active voice. Asbestos abatement teams will remove large chunks of asbestos-laden material from the facility on the second and third floors. Notice the rearrangement of the sentence. One of the key things is we got rid of any kind of to-be form verb. So yeah, check out the verb. So again, here, this is just one answer, but asbestos abatement teams will remove large chunks of asbestos-laden material from the facility on the second and third floors. So that's something to consider on as an answer. And let's try another example. And is this active or passive? Action on the bill is being considered by the committee. Tip, if you listen to this, these are the questions we are asking in the assignment this week. The answer is, ta-da, it's passive. Action on the bill is being considered by the committee. Is being is your tip, okay? And look where the verb is and look where the subject is. Now, there are exceptions to this rule. When a device, a process, or a procedure is more important than the human being themselves. So the subject suddenly is something that is not human or animal, say. So where does this happen? This happens a lot in pharmaceutical. This is changing. They do drug development and they will dehumanize the person or the subject of the drug study, and they're more concerned about the topic, which is the drug, and how the drug takes and works. You know, is it how is the person interacting with the drug? So you'll see a lot of passive. I've also had to write a lot of passive voice in at my last job at Moore Industries, where passive because the device that they were putting into safety situations was more important than the person putting it in. And so there were certain steps in certain ways. So the device literally became the subject. And in a weird way, it was very clear to understand when you pulled out the human part of the subject and put in the device, you could understand what the description was, but it's a really difficult dance to try and figure that out. So medical exceptions to procedures are applicable to sex. So hysterectomy, gynecology, prostate cancer, those will not be passive, okay? Because, of course, they relate to a person and it has to be either male or female as far as organs go. And like I said, the process industry instrumentation that I did, I'm sure that there are tons of other businesses where the process industry, like the process industry, where the process itself was more important and the device itself. And you just have to be aware of that. Here's an example of some stuff that I did. Now, remember the example from the reading index section in your book? In your document section. It's a technical marketing document. And as you can see here, there is a bit of passive. You can actually run the readability statistics in Word and figure out if you have too much passive. A Word's a really great way to figure out how much passive you have in your document. You can have some, but you don't want every sentence to be passive. It just doesn't work for technical writing. It could work perhaps in creative writing or some other area, even if it's not recommended in that. But yeah, it could work better there. But here you have to be very, very technical on what you're doing as far as writing, hence the name technical writing. So you want to understand the difference and know when to use it, when not to. Usually, if you do use passive, it's a very narrow audience that knows the industry. In the process industry, and as in this example, there's a very narrow, it's slide 15, very narrow audience, okay? So they already understand the device. They're looking to pick out certain information. It's not a general audience sort of thing. In pharmaceutical, it's other drug developers and researchers, so it's not really that amazing that they would use passive, and the drug is the focus. to change a sentence from passive voice into active voice, right? Here's a tip. Identify the subject. Once you know the subject of the sentence, you can figure out what you need to do and look for those to be verbs. Now, in the handout on page 17, I have some examples of these to be verbs. So present tense, you have different tenses, as you know, in English and actually in other languages, but in present tense, am, are, and is. I am, you, they, are, he, she, it, is. Past tense, was and were. I was, you, they were, he, she, it was. Past participle, been. I have been, right? It's right there, it's passive. He, she, it has been, they have been. Present participle, being. I am being. So those are some examples. And there it's, you can almost take this as a cheat sheet. Here's another exercise on slide 18. Is this active or passive? Think about this. The committee is considering action on the bill. So the committee is considering action on the bill. Okay, we'll give you the answer. And it's active. The committee is considering action on the bill. Now, let's get to a quiz. This is on slide 20, but I think you'll really like it. Which of the following are passive voice? One, a new system of drug control laws was set up. Two, the company ships the computers to many foreign countries. Three, a combination of wind, pressure, and moisture is forming the thunderstorm. Four, by next month, this job will have been finished. Five, the arrangements have been made for us. So which ones are passive? This is slide 20, and I bet you might see these somewhere else. So good idea to check out this podcast. Okay, 21, slide 21 or page 21 has the answers in the PDF I posted. So the answers are, number one, it is passive. A new system of drug control laws was set up. Why? Because we are not saying by whom. Who set it up? We do have an inference that it'll be the government, because that's who normally sets it up. But we really don't know if it's the federal, the state, whatever. So, and generally it is the federal government, but we're still not stated. So it is passive. Because the drug industry would know who set it up, that would be most likely acceptable in pharmaceutical. The company ships the computers to many foreign countries. Active voice. We have the company stated right there, and it's the subject of the sentence. The next one, number three. A combination of wind, pressure, and moisture is forming the thunderstorm. That is active. Number four, by next month, this job will have been finished. Passive. There's your clue right there, have been. Your to be verbs. Think about that. Number five, the arrangements have been made for us. Passive. So for personal practice, I want you to try something on and off whenever you have time. Try looking for passive examples online. Passive isn't like forbidden. It's just you have to know when it's being used and why. And is it clear to your audience? The key is know your audience. So think about the following questions. Did you understand what was being said? Or were things vague when you found that passive a sample? Was the usage of passive okay? Did you understand? How come? Why did you understand? Or should the writer reword the examples? And one of the thoughts is try to put your mindset in that of a lot of documents online are worldwide. If your document is in English and it's not translated, okay, English may be their second language. So you don't want to confuse users. Even people who speak English very well. it's still a cultural thing. You really want to use active voice when you can. So that's it for this lecture. Have a great week, everyone. Bye.
Music by Purple Planet Music at music colon https colon slash slash www.purple-planet.com.